And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. As we heard from the first hour, Pete Gray is on his way to Guadalupe, probably dropping the anchor any time here, and we're excited to hear from him next week on how it goes. But man, do we have a great show going for today. So much cool information already coming, and with another full hour, it's just going to be a fantastic one. Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher is joining us this morning. We're talking all kinds of fishing, talking about The Searcher, and having a great time doing it. And if you want to join us in the second hour, man, we want to hear from you. It has been a very busy morning on the phones this morning. If you want to get through, our local line totally full right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots for you in the second hour to get through on that. That's 858 area code 457-1090, but we do have a toll-free line open right now. It was full and it dropped off during the break, so this is your shot if you want to get through right this second. 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That's your chance to talk to Captain Art. Adam will answer your call and get you in the rotation. So we're going to do just that. And again, want to thank our great friends up at AFTCO. We're giving away such a killer prize here. At the end of the show today, everybody that calls is eligible to win that fantastic AFTCO Horizon Weatherproof Fleece. It's a really, really nice fleece thanks to our friends up at AFTCO. It's a $118 value, a really, really killer piece of gear. And boy, what can you say about AFTCO? Just the makers of some of the finest fishing products, the original fishing short creator, and they just from the get-go have always made just the nicest things out there, and we just want to say thanks to AFTCO. Also a huge part of Tackle Day yesterday, fantastic, one of the most popular things we had were all those great AFTCO t-shirts on sale for $10, so just an awesome day and an awesome partner, and we really appreciate AFTCO allowing us to give away such a great product at the end of the show today. Hey! Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Art. Let's do just that. We're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. So, Art, when I noticed you first put out your 2018 schedule for the fall of 14 passenger trips, I didn't see any 5 days and only 1 6-day, and that sold out almost immediately. I was just wondering if there might be any consideration of adding another 5 or 6 day down the road.
We got away from the 5 day trip just because we wanted to give customers an additional day so that we could get further if we needed to go, and so at this stage I'm not sure if that's going to be possible or not. You know, we've got, you know, reservations on the existing trips. It's something that I will make a note of here this morning, and I'll talk to Celia about it tomorrow, and we'll see if there might be some wiggle room on that.
Did I answer your question for you, John?
Okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, no, thanks a lot. I know the 6 day is really popular, but there's only one of those on there, and it's sold out almost right away, so.
Right.
That's why I was asking.
So, yeah, right. Well, let me look at that, John, and stay tuned.
Yeah, good question. Appreciate that very much. All right, how about next up we talk to Cash, calling from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Cash. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cash.
I'm at Santee Lakes, and I was just wondering, what should I throw?
Well, what are we fishing for, Cash? Are you fishing for bass,
trout,
or are you trout fishing or catfish fishing?
Trout and largemouth.
For trouts and largemouth. Well, I'm not going to lie. I spent a lot of time at Santee Lakes, and all of the lakes are certainly good there at Santee Lakes. And for bass, the most popular and definitely my favorite was number 5. So that number 5 lake was definitely my favorite. And there's lots of things that you can throw, but probably the easiest thing to fish with and get a lot of bites are like Senkos, that 5-inch Senko. It looks like a plastic worm, and I really like the thin Senko. It's about the size of a normal plastic worm, and you fish it on a number one hook. And I like that Gamakatsu number one extra wide gap hook, and you can either just pin it right through the middle, or you can rig it from the front of the lure, like a weedless style, how you'd rig a text rig with no worm, or with no weight. And you can just throw that thing next to the tulies or next to bushes or next to trees with no weight or no anything. Just, we call it fly lining, and just throw it out there. And it's a really easy way to fish. And that thing sinks real slow because it's got a lot of salt inside of it. And you get a lot of bites on the sink. So just throw that thin Senko next to any tule or tree or anything like that, and just kind of feel your line as it's sinking down. If you feel it tick, or almost if you feel like somebody flicked your line with your finger, that's a bite. And just put your reel into gear and turn the handle a couple times and give it a swing. And that's always been my favorite thing to fish at Santee Lakes.
Well, what color? Like pumpkin seed, or what kind of color?
You are dead on. Yeah, I really like green pumpkin. That's my favorite. Green pumpkin with black flake. That's my favorite one. And watermelon with black flake. Those are my two favorites. There's lots of good colors, and they definitely all work. But those are my two favorites.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Cash, good luck. I hope you catch them. If you do catch a fish, send us a picture. Have Mom and Dad send us a picture. We'll make sure to put it up on our Instagram and our website at hookup1090.com. All right.
And it will be on my Instagram, too.
All right. You got it, buddy. Well, we appreciate it very much. Good luck at Santee Lakes. I hope you catch a whole bunch. Let's jump back into the phones. This time, we're going to talk to Rick. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, Rick?
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Art, I have a quick question. This past year, my 17-year-old son got bit by the fishing bug, and he is hardcore about it. And before he's off to college next year, I was wanting to take him on a long range. So my question is, what would you recommend for a starter trip for a 17-year-old kid who's, you know, just getting into the fishing? And a dad, I've been fishing forever, but I've never been on a long range. So what would you recommend for that?
Well, a three or a five day trip. 3 days is maybe a little bit more affordable for the two of you, and you're going to get plenty of fishing time, and a 5 day is going to cost a little bit more, and you're going to end up with more fishing time. So those two length of trips are awesome. Just, a 3 day trip over the weekend. I'm pretty sure if you go to our website there, searchersportfishing.com, I'm pretty sure that there's a 3 day trip over the weekend in July or August there that might meet your schedule. But a 3 day trip is a perfect starter trip. You're going to get, you know, more time at the rail, and you're going to have some options offshore for yellowtail on kelps or bluefin tuna or maybe some yellowfin tuna, and so there's options there on a 3 to 5 day trip, without a doubt.
Rick, we get the recommendation, or we get the question all the time at the shop, and one, it is true, every boat in the fleet is fantastic for taking people on, but when people ask me personally all the time, I'm wanting to start to do a longer trip, or I'm wanting to introduce somebody that's newer into it. And it sounds like your son has already got the bug, so it's not like he's going to be introduced to the sport of fishing, but I just don't think that there's a better boat to start that drive off than the Searcher. The guys we talked about earlier in the show, the crew and Art himself, they are so good. When, you know, I mean, maybe your son is crazy about fishing, but has never done this type of fishing before, or bigger fish, or whatever it may be. And I just think starting-wise, I just don't think that there's a better boat than the Searcher for it.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it. And, Art, I hope to see you soon.
Okay, Rick. And I would just recommend, it whether you go on the Searcher or whatever boat that you go on, you know, go up and introduce yourself and your son to the crew and say, hey, this is my son, and he's just getting started, you know. And let the crew take care of your son so that you get some fishing time. You know, you don't have to take care of your son. That's what you're paying us to do. So introduce yourself to the crew right out of the gate when you get your stuff on board, and let them know that your son's just getting into the sport, and, you know, this is his first 3 day trip. And so, you know, the crew will take mental note of that, and we'll pass that around to the rest of the crew. And that way, we'll take care of your son. That way you get to fish, too.
And if he's already got the bug and is into it, they're going to not only make sure he has a great time, but, you know, you spend 3 days with professionals like that, your game is elevated so high. You know, I mean, if he's got the basics and is really into wanting to go fishing, he's going to leave that trip not only having a great time, but I mean, it just, you can't help but just want to build off of that and farther and farther. And I'm sure, you know, getting to help new guys along has got to be the funnest part of the gig. There's no doubt.
Absolutely. Yeah. Novices and people that are just getting started, we'd love to have those people aboard because they listen.
Well, Rick, sounds like you guys are in for a great one. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Hey, thanks.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot for the phone call. How about next up, we talk to Richard calling us from Monrovia. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Art, since you're involved with the enviro issues down in Mexico, I just came back from a 2-day trip and with a kayak in San Tomas. And the biosphere thing is still very confusing to me, what they're trying to do with it. They don't seem to have a really good map to see what islands are part of it, what isn't. Can you just educate us a bit about the biosphere and your involvement and what the future is on that thing?
Well, the Pacific Island Biosphere Reserve is the one that came into effect last December. It was an executive order, presidential decree. And, you know, they're in the process now of developing a management plan for that biosphere reserve. So we're hoping that, you know, gets to its conclusion here in the next few months. And you can go to the CONOMP website, and if you Google Pacific Island Biosphere Reserve, then there's a map that shows you what islands are included in that biosphere. And, you know, it's the Coronados, Todos Santos, San Martin, Geronimo, Cedrus, San Benitos, Alejos Rocks, and then the islands that are down that are the barrier islands of Bahia Magdalena, so Isla Santa Margarita and Isla Magdalena. And so that's I'm probably forgetting a couple, but that is the biosphere. And so, like I said, the management plan is in the process of being developed, and I know that our Sport Fishing Association, Ken Frankie, is involved, and we have a seat at the table for the management plan. And so that's being developed, and hopefully, you know, by the end of the year or in early next year, that management plan will be developed, and so there'll be, you know, clear regulations and that sort of thing. If you're going there now, you know, you need an FMM or a tourist visa, and if you're going on a trip, then the boats have will provide those FMMs for you. And, you know, there will be daily user fees that get collected by the boats. So there's a wristband that gets issued for the day that you're there. And, you know, the Mexican government is trying to preserve their, you know, and make natural protected areas or national parks. And, you know, there's several that are in existence right now. Guadalupe Island is one, and the Vizcayeno Biosphere Reserve is huge in central Baja there. And, you know, they're trying to mirror their national parks after our national parks. And so they're trying to preserve their natural resources, and good for them. It's a great thing that they're doing.
And I know Ken Frankie is very optimistic, exactly as you said, that we have a seat at the table, and I think his feeling is that our position as far as the officials who are decision makers in Mexico is the best it's ever been as far as relationships
Absolutely.
Go. And I mean, he is very positive about this, and just because there's a management plan doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It means it's a management plan. And,
yeah, and you know, there's precedence for, you know, sport fishing activities that in several biosphere reserves.
Sure.
And, you know, Guadalupe is one. The Riviera Hijedos is one. And so, you know, that I'm sure that they will take that into consideration when the management plan for the Pacific Islands Biosphere Reserve gets in place.
Well, that's great info, Art. We appreciate it very much. And Richard, appreciate your phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. With that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, the catch report sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Let's head out. Talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Art. Good morning, Rick.
Morning,
hey,
Dave.
Is Pete in there today?
Pete is on his way to Guadalupe Island right now. He's
That's what I thought. I didn't hear him, so I just didn't want to miss him.
Yeah, no worries, buddy.
Hey, how was it yesterday? Was it good?
We had a fantastic day. You were sorely missed. Lots of people asking about Dave. You're a very popular speaker. We had Billy Kelman gave a fantastic talk about bluefin kite fishing, all that nine. It was well attended, very, very highly liked. Everybody loved it. But, you know, as always, we missed having you, and you'll always have a spot for us whenever you're available, Dave.
Well, thank you, Ricky, and I'm sorry I wasn't there. We spent a couple days over at Catalina, so I have a good report on what's going on at Catalina. I fished the whole – what the problem is right now is the military's super busy at San Clemente Island, guys, and they're really, really, really getting tired of asking people to move their boat. The website is very, very simple to read, and it's very easy. Don't go to San Clemente Island when it's closed.
That's not a difficult thing.
No, and I want to, you know me, I love San Clemente Island. I kind of grew up fishing there. First boat I ever ran, we fished San Clemente Island every single day back in the 80s. So that's my passion to fish there. But when it's closed, guys. And if you don't pay attention, they're going to take it away forever. And then you're all going to stand there and go, what happened? So stop going there. We didn't go there. We fished Catalina for 2 days, guys. I fished the whole island, all the way around the island. There's bass fishing on the backside of the island is phenomenal right now. It's I don't know, they're like in the springtime spawning mode. They're all colored up, and the minute a bait hits the water, they're on it. They're biting. The calico bass bite. The whole backside of the island's full of that bigger bonita, that 5 to 10 pound bonita. It's all over the back. You see it breezing all over. Giant bird schools working all over back there. I saw one boat on the backside of the island on Friday. And I saw two boats yesterday on the backside. There's nobody's going to Catalina. I don't understand. The weather is spectacular. So the fishing over there is really good right now. There's still a little bit of marlin out in front of the casino, between the casino and the east end, right around the corner on the slide, and it's in 300 to 500 feet of water. It's in there tight, guys, so pay attention to that. The water's still 67, 68 degrees. I know there's bluefin and yellowfin outside by the Tanner and the Cortez. There's still, when boats do get out there, they're still catching some of that stuff. So, and as far as the coastline goes, still good bass fishing when you can get some smaller bait or on the plastics. The water's beautiful. All I can say, like I say every time we talk, every week, there's no reason to not go fishing.
That's it, buddy. Well, there's certainly good fishing to be had right now, and nothing better than good weather and wide open areas, and that's exactly what you found. Well, Dave, I know you always do a great job reporting all your information to Danny, and there's always such great information for everybody at fishdope.com. And if you want to save $20 on a new membership, just punch in the code HOOKUPNOW. That's HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, going to save you $20 on a new membership to Fish Dope. And, Dave, if somebody wants to come fishing on that big boat of yours or any of the other great ways for you to come fishing with us, how do we do that?
All right, there's a couple different ways, guys. You can look me up on the web at Your Saltwater Guide. Or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I will help you to figure out why you're not fishing.
Yeah, go fishing. They're biting.
Absolutely. Even if they're not biting, go fishing. It's way better than going to work.
I couldn't agree anymore, Dave. Great job, great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A good opportunity for you to get through. It has been a very, very busy morning on the phones. We have an open line right now, 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090.
everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check CedrosSportFishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed up. The only line open, 858-457-1090. We got one of those available. Been a very, very busy morning with Art, and we're going to jump right back into the phones and talk to you. Some very patient callers on the line, including Bob, who's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Bob, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning. I got a question for Art.
Yes, sir.
When you're at Guadalupe and somebody hooks a fish, you guys sound like a real top-notch operation. So does your crew have a drill that they do when a big shark comes around and somebody's hooked up?
Well, a lot of times, you know, we recommend that if the angler's a little fatigued or something like that, then, you know, pass the rod off to the crew and let somebody young and strong and fresh pull on that thing, because that's one of the things that's going to help hopefully get the fish to the boat without getting it bit by a great white shark. And a lot of times a couple of things that happen is that the fish gets scared by the shark, and so it runs up towards the boat. So,
oh really?
If you're not aware of that and you think that you lost the fish and you're you know, it's a case of gathering line really, really fast, and a lot of times that fish is right up next to the hull, and so you can land one by that happening. So there isn't anything that we do. We just recommend that, you know, like I said, if you had the fish on for a while, you know, pass it off to somebody young and fresh that can actually gather line and pull on the fish and maybe possibly get it through the sharks, and we get to put a gaff in it and put it aboard the boat.
I would guess, Bob, in 90% of the cases, especially Guadalupe Island, like we talked about earlier, it's often not crazy where every single person of the boat's got one on at the same time. Most of the time while you're pulling on one of these big fish, there's a crew member at your side virtually from start to finish. You know, from when you get a bend in your rod till the end game, there's a guy standing by you, coaching you, and if there's a move to be made, there's a guy that's willing to offer as much or as little assistance as needed, you know. And it might just be, hey man, put your rod over here on the rail. You know, why don't you put this part of the grip on the rail and put your other hand over here, just making it easier for you. Or literally, you know, sensing that, man, I'm gassed out and there's definitely shark there. You want me to pull on this for a while? You want to just take a quick breather while I pull on this for a little bit, or whatever scenario may be. When you're on the searcher, there's a lot of crew members to the number of people fishing, and virtually the entire time you've got somebody who is the most professional person in that arena standing next to you the entire time of your fight.
So they're gaffing pretty hot fish then.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, get them out of the way of the shark.
Yes, sir.
Bob,
okay.
Appreciate
Thank
the phone
very
call
much.
Very much, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. I can imagine there's probably been some pretty wild ones. Like you said, if you talking about a fish getting chased up to the hull of the boat and a quick gaff shot gets on, I'm sure there's probably been some rodeos at gaff side a time or two this year.
Yeah. I've been involved, yes.
I believe that just fine. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Gus in Burbank, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Gus.
Yo, you guys.
What's up, Gus?
Hey, you know, it's like you're talking to me today, especially in that last call. I fished on the Star at Guadalupe. We had lost 7 tunas to sharks, and I was up on the kite and hooked up, and I think a shark might have frightened my fish towards the boat, because I got that thing in like 10 minutes, maybe slightly longer, but I don't think it was much longer than that. And that fish was hot.
I believe that.
The reason I called today was, you know, in view of the great bluefin tuna season, and it's now going like on a second or third year, you know, of these big fish being caught. I was wondering if anybody's up for a prediction as to how long they might be sticking around.
Well, I think it's a fishery that has developed over the last probably 15 years now or something like that, where we've had this opportunity to catch bigger bluefin tuna in our local waters. And I think that it's my personal opinion that we have our own stock of bluefin tuna in the Southern California, Northern Baja area, and that fish is around, and it's just a case of if the conditions and the food source continue to be there for it. But it's I think, you know, it's been developing, and like we talked about earlier in the show and was mentioned yesterday, that you know, we've watched these fish get bigger each year, and so as long as the water conditions stay favorable and there's a food source for that fish, then you know, indefinitely. I don't see a reason why it's not going to be around.
It's awesome.
It's great.
We've said it, too, that, you know, that fish, the fish don't have a calendar. They just know food and condition. And if the condition's right and the food is there, there's not a reason for them to not be there.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know what and the month of December is.
There's a really, really good food source out there. And as long as that food source is there, then they're hanging out where the food source is. So I would expect them to be around for several years in the future.
You ready to go keep getting after them, Gus?
Well, yeah, I'd like to give it another try.
Sounds good. Well, a trip on the search will be your best shot for it.
I'm up for that.
Sounds good, Gus. We appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Next up, let's talk to Matt. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Art. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good, good. I've always been impressed by your take on conservation and the local knowledge that you have. And I was lucky enough to go down to Guadalupe. I went with Greg Trompas on the Point Loma many years ago. And that was before Floral and Spectra. And it was a very humbling trip. I realized there was no way I was going to be able to catch one of those fish because I didn't have the right tackle. But my question is to you, have you ever seen the National Geographic issue from July of 1923? There's a fantastic article titled A Cruise Among Desert Islands. And your readers might be interested in that. Look that up. It's got incredible black and white photos of Guadalupe Island and some of the other islands down there.
Can you give me that issue again?
Did you
say 1923?
July 1923.
Okay.
And it's an old black and white issue, and it was a Scripps Institute funded trip. Incredible stuff.
Awesome.
Anyway,
that's
thanks
cool.
a lot.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Good info. You know, that brings up a question that I have that Matt had, kind of piggybacking off of that from, you know, back in the old days with Trompas and the big bluefin. Guadalupe has definitely seen changes over the years, both in stock of fish that was available and how they bite and all those things. At the very, very beginning of the show, you know, before we even went on the air, you talked about, you know, early on in your career being in there. You've seen Guadalupe, I'm sure, in a lot of different phases. Can you give us a quick little rundown of what that island has been like over the years of you getting to fish there and beyond? And
well, yeah, we talked about I was the cook's assistant in 1972 on the Chabasco for Lee Palm Sport Fishers, and I recalled, you know, being anchored up next to Outer Rock catching big yellows on slabs on the bottom on dropper loops with 80-pound and 6-0 reels and that sort of thing, and getting tuned up by those big yellowtails. So, yeah, we've seen, you know, the islands change. They're, you know, I don't recall catching big yellowfin tuna there back in the 70s and 80s, and it wasn't until the 90s that, you know, that fishery started to develop there. And we never used to see great white sharks there and back in the 70s and 80s, so that's something that's changed. So there's been quite a bit of change at that place, and all for the better, in my opinion. And it's just an awesome place to visit. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in cycles. You know, the information about Big Bonita on the coast and at Catalina Island, it's all cycles. Yeah. You know, that stuff eventually it's going to come back around. And so it's going to be interesting to see what transpires at Guadalupe Island in the next decade.
No doubt. Now, yeah. That place was, I know, you know, he brought up, you know, Trompa Sr. in the old days and catching big giant bluefins there. Would you catch bluefin at the same time of year that we're catching the yellowfin now, or would they be there together? Would you sometimes catch bluefin there and not yellowfins, or were those just a...
It's kind of one or the other, you know. I mean, we don't see bluefin tuna there now.
Yeah.
You know, you don't hear about 300-pound bluefin being seen or caught, and you know, it used to be, you know, you talked to John Kirkpatrick on the that used to run the Megalodon, and he'd slow troll scad mackerel for big bluefin at that place. And that doesn't happen anymore. That bluefin's not around there. And the yellowfin had kind of taken over. So, you know, rarely would we catch one or the other or both. I mean, it had been one or the other.
Yeah,
and
okay.
What, in the years when there was bluefin tuna around, like I said, I don't remember catching 50 to 80-pound yellowfin tuna around. It was, you know, you see, you know, big bluefin tuna boiling around back behind the boat, or you would catch 20 to 30-pound bluefin in Tuna Alley and not see a yellowfin tuna. And a lot of times it would be in the spring. Mm-hmm. And maybe that yellowfin tuna hadn't shown up yet.
Yeah.
And maybe that yellowfin tuna was around, but we were doing other things.
Sure.
We were fishing the ridge or the rocks or the coast or something like that. And, you know, we would bypass fishing Guadalupe Island just because there were other things that were available to us. So who knows? Maybe it was there and we didn't know it because nobody was going there. So it's interesting.
That's cool. Yeah, you're not kidding. That is. Well, that's awesome. Well, a great phone call. We appreciate it very much. Hey, once you catch them, you got to be able to cook them. That's what we always say. And nobody does it better than our good pal Yanni from the Fisherman's Belly. He's on the line right now. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show this morning. How are you guys doing today?
I'm having lots
awesome.
Of fun.
Awesome. Hey, listen, I've got a new recipe, but before I get into it, I need to see a show of hands from all the listeners finding out if you guys are interested in making a seafood pasta in 30 minutes or less using your fish fillets.
Well, I'm going to tell you, everybody's raising their hand.
I know. And, you know, and that's really good news because that's exactly what my new recipe is. It's a seafood fish pasta using your fish fillets. I used my yellowtail fillets, but you guys can even use some of those tuna fillets from Guadalupe Island, because in the Mediterranean, they have been making fish fillet pasta with bluefin and yellowfin tuna for years. So it's a recipe that I grew up with because I'm Greek, and I'm showing you guys with my new video exactly how to do this recipe in exactly 30 minutes or less. And this recipe takes you through the steps of making a great pasta dish from the moment you start boiling your salted water, cooking your pasta, making an incredible, tasty, yet simple to make tomato sauce, cutting up your fillets, putting them in the tomato sauce, and then taking your pasta out, putting it on the platter, and pouring that tomato sauce all over it with those fish fillets, which only cook in the tomato sauce for a minute or two. And I am telling you guys, it's incredibly delicious and easy to make.
You know, the cool thing about that too, Yanni, is I think so many of us, certainly myself included, get so stuck on, you know, brushing a little piece of olive oil, putting salt and pepper on it, throwing it on the barbecue. And there's so many more great ways to enjoy your fish, and what a cool, different, and unique way to do it.
Oh, my God. And you know what? I've been eating that kind of pasta for forever. And I am so surprised when I talk to my fellow fishermen about seafood pasta or fish pasta. They just kind of look at me and scratch their head and go, what the hell is that?
Well, that sounds like a great one. And Fisherman's Belly has got it. I know we'll have a link to it on our website as well. And you've done such an awesome job with the videos, Yanni. If somebody hasn't checked out Fisherman's Belly, or better yet, I know your YouTube channel has all those videos. You just make it very easy, super easy to follow, all the instructions, and you get to watch Yanni put everything together. Fisherman's Belly's just done such an awesome job of hooking us all up when it comes to terms of enjoying our catch.
Well, thank you so much. You know, my goal is to put out 1,000 recipes, and that'll keep me going for a few years yet to come. Listen, I need to plug my sponsor, Amazon. We've got a bunch of Amazon links on our recipe for any pots and pans, knives, even spices. So support us by using our Amazon links, and also please subscribe to our website and subscribe to our YouTube channel so we can keep going with all these crazy, wonderful recipes.
Well said, Yanni. How's the best way to find you, keep up with everything information-wise regarding the Fisherman's Belly?
We are covering the entire Internet, believe me. We're on Facebook at fishermansbelly.com. We've got our website at fishermansbelly.com, and our YouTube channel, which is Fisherman's Belly Channel.
Awesome. Great info, Yanni. Great recipe. Really looking forward to this one, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one real soon.
You bet you guys will. Thank you so much. Have a great day today.
Thanks, Yanni. Appreciate that very much. Well, hey, phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Art. And how about we jump right back into him, talking to Charlie, calling us from Granada. Hey, Charlie, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Rick, good morning. Art, how are you doing?
We're great.
Hey, Charlie.
Well, I have a couple questions for Art, and it basically has to do with your scheduling. I'm on your site right now, and it looks like your 2018 ends November 3rd. My question is, are you going to add any more 7-day Guadeloupe trips in that month, or are you done? And one more question is, what is your boarding procedure for your vessel?
Boarding procedure. You know, when you sign up and put a deposit down and you get to Fisherman's Landing, you're going to check in with Celia. She's going to collect the permit fees or the fees associated with Mexico, FMMs, jackpot, that sort of thing, and then you're gonna get in line with the rest of the group, and we're gonna put your tackle aboard in carts there, and the red shirts who do an awesome job at Fisherman's Landing there, helping customers get their tackle aboard, and we're gonna get your tackle aboard. There's plenty of room for tackle boxes. We have a huge area there for tackle boxes for up to 27 people, and there's loads of rod holders on either side of the boat, and so you'll get space for your rods, and then we have a schematic of the bunk layout on the whiteboard as you walk in, and there'll be somebody to help you get to your cabin and get settled in there. And that's basically the procedure. And as far as November and December of 2018, we haven't developed that part of the schedule yet. We got a couple irons in the fire for November. And December, we do our regulatory work with the boat, and that's a maintenance period. So we typically don't run trips in December because we have to haul the boat out of the water. We go up to San Pedro and Larson Boatyard there and haul the boat out and do a maintenance period and getting ready for our spring season. So that's what's happening with December. In November, like I said, we have a couple pending things that are happening right now, so we don't have trip scheduled for November. But, stay tuned as far as 2018 is concerned.
That's good info. That answered up for you, Charlie?
It sure does. One other thing is, was the searcher ever running out of Redondo Beach?
Yes. Yeah, we spent 2 years in Redondo Beach in the spring.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of riding it.
We did trips to Catalina and San Clemente Island there from Redondo Beach. Yeah, we did that.
Charlie, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, I want to remind you something very cool coming up with the San Diego Marlin Club. It's the 5th annual Lobster Palooza Hoop Net Tournament. It's November the 10th and 11th, so it starts at Friday with a 4 p.m. hoops in, again, on November the 10th. The weigh-in is 11 p.m. on Friday the 10th. Up to 3 a.m. on Saturday, November the 11th. There's going to be barbecue awards and a killer raffle that's all at 4 o'clock on Saturday, November the 11th. It's going to be a very fun tournament put on by the San Diego Marlin Club. It's obviously a spiny lobster tournament, but they've got a side pot for the biggest crab. It's only $35. It's open to anybody. If you're a San Diego Marlin Club member, you can get in for $30. Juniors are just $25. And there's a $10 per boat side pot that's optional if you want to get included. It includes your entry into the tournament, 2 tournament t-shirts, 2 raffle tickets, a barbecue, and additional raffle tickets are be available at the barbecue. So going to be a very fun time put on by the San Diego Marlin Club. It's just a cool club with a bunch of guys that like to have fun and have a little hoop net tournament. So if you want some more information, you can check out that there's actually its own email or lobsterpalooza@gmail.com. You can email, or you can just email the Marlin Club, which is www.themarlinclub.com. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Everybody wants to talk to Art. This time, we're going to talk to Tom, who's calling us from Temecula. Tom, good morning, and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Rick. Morning, Art.
Morning, Tom.
First of all, it was nice to hear Yanni on there as he was talking there on my webpage there, his recipe for seafood pasta popped up. with a nice picture, which I think I'm going to try this week. So
nice.
There you go. Anyway, Art, question on bait. I know when we roll up to the receivers there, there's a bunch of bait boxes. And do they cure bait for long-range boats differently than for the overnight boats and that sort of thing? Because I'm not sure. Do they assign boxes per boat, or do they continually move things around?
Well, there's two strings there. There's the inside string of receivers, and the southern end of that is designated as long range bait. So if you have if you're on a 3-day trip or longer, then that string of receivers is where you're going to go to get bait. And then the northern part of that is where the cast sails is. So if you have a private boat, then that's the portion of the bait receivers that you go to. And then since the overnight trips and half day and 3/4 day trips get bait every day, they have the channel side or the outside string designated for overnight and half and 3/4 day. If you're on a day and a half or a 2 or a 2.5 day trip, then you would get bait from the southern half of that string. So they have it.
I didn't know that.
They
cool.
have it separated out, and you know the bait that you get on an overnight trip is generally it's caught within a couple days, so it doesn't have the opportunity to get cured out like it is on the long range string. So that's how it works for the bait receivers, and so you know they do their best to cure bait out so that it's fresh and lives and is in the best condition possible. But when you have, you know, there can be 40 overnight boats going out on a Friday night, and so you know they empty that north part of that outside string out. I mean that it's empty.
All.
They got it all, and so then the Ebco or the Rival come in and they fill that back up first, and then 40 or 50 boats go back out and they take that bait. So it's segregated out like that so that you know the guys that like ourselves on the searcher, we get trips that are 3 days or longer, then we get bait from the southern end of that inside string. So there's a method.
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. I didn't know that at all. I think that's mm-hmm. really cool. And we appreciate the phone call, Tom, very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including who's got themselves a $118 Horizon weatherproof fleece from AFCO. Great prize. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I want to say a big congratulations again. That AFTCO killer weatherproof Horizon fleece is going to Charlie in Gardena. Charlie, congratulations. You are going to love that piece of gear from AFTCO. And Art, can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time with us. I know it's not easy, and we really, really appreciate having you. There's never enough time to talk about all the good stuff going on the Searcher.
Well, thanks for having us. It's been great to be here.
Well, we enjoy it, and we enjoy getting to hear from you. Lots of great trips coming, the entire schedule. I know that it fills up super fast, but still fishing Guadalupe. But, I mean, you heard so much about all the great stuff that goes on in the Searcher. You have so many people that are associated with you, you know, sponsors the boat, and they make the trips more comfortable. And, man, I just, if somebody wants more information on all the things that you guys do on the Searcher, what's the best way to keep in touch?
Well, searchersportfishing.com, you can book online there, or you can call Celia in the office at 619-226-2403. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Turner's, Iserline, Accurate, Penn, Seeker Rods. We just get a tremendous amount of support from those people, and we got a great thing going. And thanks to Let's Talk Hookup, we have those day-and-a-half trips that are on the schedule, and so... it's great to be associated with all that.
Well, we're proud of it, too, for sure. Then we really appreciate you and Celia and everybody and all the great things you guys do at the Searcher. And we appreciate you for listening. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is going to be joining us. And next Sunday, Rosie and the gang from Cedro's Port Fishing. A couple of great shows coming your way. You stay tuned. The CSK Shows is next right here on the Mighty 1090.